The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Break it down on a camel's back.
March 20th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And it's Monday. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. It's a little wet on the outside, so please proceed with caution and care. All right? Got a lot of folks on the road right now. It's really wet. A lot, you know, puddles everywhere. So please, let's carry on with a little respect. Don't wet up folks on the sidewalk. Don't go flying through the puddles. Just take your time. Drive to arrive alive. Okay? I hate to sound cliche, but I just wanted to put that out there for you. And like I said, happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. We got lots to talk about today. And of course, you know how we get it started. I got to make sure your mind's in a good space, in a good place. We'll be chiming in with Abaco in short order. I know Roscoe's traveling today, but Miss Reckley will be chiming in. Madam Producer, we have Miss Reckley zoomed in yet? But she'll be zooming in shortly, so keep an eye out for her. Thanks. But we'll talk to Abaco in short order. But like I said, before we get into it, I want to make sure you're in a good space. It's raining outside. It's a Monday, so we can get over to Mondays. All right? Now, this is a good one right here. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women, okay, between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 35%, or 35 out of 100, have done this at least 15 times in their lifetime, or tried this at least 15 times in their lifetime. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50 said they have tried this at least 15 times in their lifetime. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, I'm going to work on the headline. And you know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. While you work on your trivia, I'm going to work on the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And new arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads, so be sure to check them out. All right, let's jump on in. Let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Big headline today. PM, Hannah Martin has my full support. PM says RCI proposal, a draft deal. The question is, Mr. PM, do you have Ms. Hannah Martin's support? That's the big question. And I salute her for speaking out, because I'd like to know how many other MPs might have issue with that deal, but don't have the moxie or the backbone or the fortitude that Ms. Hannah Martin does. But according to the PM, pushing back at opposition calls for Education Minister Glenys Hannah Martin to resign for speaking out against the Royal Caribbean International planned Paradise Island Beach Club project, which is well within their rights as the opposition, you know, to ask for that. Because obviously, if you're standing and you're not towing the party line, there must be an issue. And when you don't roll with the party line, you got issues with your leader, then the right thing to do would be to resign. But nonetheless, continuing on what the PM had to say, and remember the Paradise Island Beach Club project for RCI was approved by Cabinet. Prime Minister Philip Davis said in a statement yesterday evening that the minister enjoys his full support. Davis said the deal remains under review pending the outcome of the environmental impact assessment. This is an important component of the final decision if we remain committed to ensuring that any decision we make is in the best interest of the country and its people. Well, if it's in the best interest of the country and its people, Mr. Prime Minister, well, country first, environmental impact studies need to be submitted and reviewed properly before this deal unwinds. And as far as people go, then you need to make sure Bahamians aren't displaced, i.e. Toby Smith. Oh, and speaking of Toby Smith, guess who is going to be my special guest tomorrow, 4 o'clock hour, maybe even the whole show if needs be, Toby Smith, right here on Talking Heads. He's breaking his media silence here exclusively on Talking Heads tomorrow. So get your questions ready. For all you all who are saying, well, Toby, must he get the bag, or he must he fix Toby? Get your questions ready, because we will have Toby on tomorrow. And you could go one-on-one with Toby Smith right here on Talking Heads. But we have to look at the layers of this onion known as the RCI proposal. So keep an eye on that. Let's see how that pans out. And don't get caught up in all the motion of whether the PM has the full support of his cabinet or not. Get caught up in the first notion of environmental impact study and survey. We need the results of that. What are the ramifications of this going to be? Save the Base has spoken on it. Okay, the National Trust has spoken on it. Eric Carey, you know, former president of the National Trust, has come out and spoken on it. Folks over there at the Atlantis, from their executive straight down, are speaking on it. So, yeah, if it's country first, let's deal with the country first. Then let's deal with the people, and let's make sure I get it right. Spanish Wales student knew our spelling bee champ. There you go. That's some good, you know, news. I didn't want to miss out on that. First place winner, Wes Underwood, was the spelling bee champ. So congratulations to him. I wanted to get some good news in there before we get to the break-in. You know, it's all negativity. Speaking of negativity, 3 more murders. Police are searching for the suspects responsible for 3 separate murders that happened on Saturday. The first incident, police discovered the body of a man on a dirt road in the area of Bonefish Pond around 4 a.m. The body was burned beyond recognition and had gunshot wounds and lacerations, police said. Police believe the victim was between 25 and 30 years old. Second murder happened in Montel Heights around 9:30 p.m. Police said 2 men were standing outside a home when 2 men armed men emerged from a track road off the East-West Highway and shot the victims. Now let me get to the second portion of the story, because it's going on to page 9. You know, I'm going to pick it up correctly. He shot the men multiple times and fled. One of the victims, who police said was in his late teens, died at the scene. The other victim was taken to hospital, and his condition was not known. Third murder happened in Nassau Village shortly after 9:37 p.m. Police said the victim was sitting on a scooter outside a friend's home when a gunman approached and shot him. The victim was shot multiple times, and by the time EMS arrived, he was dead. The killer fled the scene. Yeah, we got a crime problem. And we need to admit it. Can't sugarcoat it. Former Obantia accused of misappropriating investor funds. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has accused Peter Krieger, the former non-executive chairman of the Florida-based Oban Energies, of misappropriating $5.2 million of Oban investor funds between 2017 and 2020. Well, heck, wasn't that almost the same time that he was poached right up under the former leader, Dr. Minnis, forging a signature? Oh, God. Just imagine if that would have transpired. Thank God social media caught that fake signature to break and had that former administration to account for that foolishness. Ah, oh, Lord. Okay. Naughty. People talking to... All right, let's get to the break, Madam Producer, and we'll pick up the buzz on the flip side of the break, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. That's a wrap on your headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz in New Providence, and then we'll head down to Abaco, talk with Miss Reckley, and find out what's the latest in Abaco, as we do each and every Monday. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
there's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Sliding up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you that new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, ladies, so be sure to check them out. And, of course, full line of footwear for men, women, and kids. Casual, formal, athletic, they got it for you, all right? Don't forget the fast fashions and the workwear with all the accessories to match. And now they have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. So be sure to check them out, all right? And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Right, let me check out some buzzing statements here in the 242, and then we'll head down to Abaco and chime in with Miss Reckley and see what's going on down there. But let me check the text lines. Naughty, great show as usual. People talking about Glennis should be fired. Glennis Hannah Martin is PLP royalty. You think they will mess with royalty? Well, looks like certain individuals in this present administration, especially the chairman, like to mess with PLP royalty. Considering how Mr. Mitchell likes to mess with the Pinland so much, why not mess with Glennis Hannah Martin? Obviously, there's no respect for the legacy members of the PLP. There's no respect for the foundational members. Obviously, by this administration, because obviously it's not being shown. So, yeah, you could actually say that. They will mess with royalty. We've seen it. Naughty, Glennis don't play, bro. She can throw political hands whenever she's ready and wherever she's ready, wherever she needs to. But you all really got a lot to say about Glennis, though, but I ain't gonna lie. Naughty, I want Glennis to join the FNM. What? Already trying to get this to be some WWE fireworks and histrionics in the house, eh? There's another one. Naughty, I have at least 30 curveball questions for Toby. I hope he's ready. Well, line them up. Line them up. Y'all will get to ask him all those questions tomorrow. And we have a winner, by the way. We have a winner, all right, via the text lines. And, of course, the answer to the question was, and this was the first, you know, the first one I got of these, because a couple of other people said the same answer, but they chimed in later than my winner. So I have my winner here. The actual correct answer was dieting. Behaving women to try to diet at least 15 or more times in their life. At least 15 different diets attempting to lose weight. But, you know, you all women come up with all kind of diet. I on the keto diet. I on the take 5 bread, drink a glass of water, eat a cracker diet for 4 days. I mean, yeah. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Super Naughty, this Tiger, you know.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool, Super Man. Man, look, you leave the woman them alone, man. Let them catch TV. Don't do them too bad, you know?
No, I only put nonsense out there, brother. I only put nonsense out there. I'm just dealing with the facts, according to the survey. What you got for me today, though?
Yeah, you see, I see you next to Glennis Sally, man, and she know her daddy. It's the Bahamas. It's a sad thing we never make him a governor general. But she okay, you know what I mean? She could always join side. She okay in her ways, you know what I mean? I was listening to you, like, interpreting certain messages which came across your brains, but you didn't let it out. You keep it down.
I let it out when the time is right or the episode is right. I don't talk it every day.
No, but keep it down. Keep it down. You know what I mean?
Keep what down?
Yeah.
What you want me to keep down? Because you used to get on me for a couple of days. So what you want me to keep down? Because we talked about a couple of things. You want me to keep down the dieting with the women? Or?
We have to keep that down.
Or you want me to keep it down?
Stop.
I can't keep it down when you got the prime minister talking out of 4 mouths, not 2.
Stop.
We done used to the misleading statements from him and his cabinet in the house. But no, now that you brought that up, I can talk this one.
No boy than this, that's you, but it's one boy.
No, regardless, I got to talk this, though. I got to ask you this question, okay? Because guess what?
Yeah.
When you see you know, headlines in The Guardian. PM, the RCI project to break ground almost immediately. This on March 9th, okay?
Right.
Now today, March 20th, out of next month, the PM saying the RCI proposal is a draft deal. We still need the environmental impact survey.
Announcement.
No, it's pontification, and it's bad pontification, and it's bad
it
BS.
Concrete. It
so don't
concrete.
Come out and say you start breaking ground immediately when it's not. That's BS. Hey, all right. Yeah, that's BS, so I ain't gonna keep it down. And that's why your big mud friend in the back could keep crying, because it don't make no sense. All right? You can't have the prime minister saying one thing on March 9th and another thing on March 20th. And it's continuing to be the same histrionics and misleading statements in the House and out of the House. How many mouths do you have, Mr. Prime Minister? How many? And listen, my boy, you can keep calling me, because only next to Sparky, I think you just do more brown bottles than Sparky. And next time you call me, step away from the Guinness bottle and put the backwood and the lighter down and then call me. And muzzle that foul-mouthed jabroni you got in the background. If you don't have the testicular fortitude to go one-on-one with me, stop sitting in the back like an empty barrel, making noise, like a jilted girlfriend. Okay? All right. Next. Because this, listen, when you call to defend the indefensible, listen, call it for what it is. Call it for what it is. The PM talking out of two sides of his mouth. All right? Maybe four. So spare the rest of us who have got enough moxie and enough education to read and call BS when we see double-ended statements. And if you're going to call to defend the indefensible, make sure you got some sterling Bill Clinton BS lined up. Not this wishy-washy, runny diarrhea y'all coming with. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Naughty.
Hey.
Need to behave, man.
I don't need to behave. What my name is?
Naughty.
Naughty. So behave, don't go with that, right? Okay, next. How are you?
Anyway, hey. I hope you understand what happened, right?
Understand what happened with what?
Miss Martin.
What happened then? Tell me your take on it.
She struck a nerve. Okay? And the issue at the core of this is behavioralization.
Correct.
Now, all last week, our fellas calling for her head, right? Even the leader of the opposition went so far as to say she should resign. But I don't think he has a sense of history. His party was founded on that stepping up to the plate and saying things exactly as they were. You know, Cecil Wallace Westfield paid a price, but he stood up. But now, what actually is happening here is that a bunch of the PLPs are starting to run scared. And Mr. Pentard wants to play firebun.
What do you mean he wants to play firebun? I need to interpret this. I mean, isn't it the job of the opposition to hold the administration of the day accountable?
Yeah.
And according to the Westminster system, if you go against your leader in Parliament, shouldn't you resign if you don't agree with what the government of the day is doing? Isn't that part of the Westminster, or am I wrong?
No. See, the fact is that despite all that happened, the front page of the Guardian this morning, I think it was, they say, you know, Davis gives Martin his full support.
Yeah, Hannah Martin has my full support, but the question is, do you have the full support of Miss Hannah Martin? That's the question.
No. See, okay, let's get back to what the issue is. This deal on that cruise ship thing, right? It brought the issue of behavioralization.
Right, it brought up again that they, again, a second administration has now been disingenuous with Toby Smith, a Bahamian, the FNM when they were when they were the government of the day, and now the PRP after the campaign trail promising him that no deal would be done.
Hey, ease up, man. Hold on.
Ease up, but that's what they said.
No, they said and what it is.
Well, guess what? We don't see none of the actions to go with it. We only hear the talk. And right now, you said one thing on March 9th. You're saying another thing on March 20th. And nothing has broken ground. So if you don't have any ground broken, what we got? No, talks, no, correct?
So, up to now,
do we have anything breaking ground on our project? No, the Prime Minister said it would break ground immediately. So until ground is broken, we got talks.
No, that's just talk.
Exactly.
But see, let's try to understand what the issue is. Martin brings up the specter or the issue of Bahamianization, right? And
correct.
Her father was the architect of that. So in terms of political pedigree, her backing in the country is far more deeper than what Davis or Cooper has. And that is the problem. Because even though the FNM knows how to run a country, they were never into Bahamianization. Okay? You know, and then Cooper has a next issue on his hands. You know, he came to the PLP with an FNM nomination in his hand. Okay, so he has to sit small and just allow this thing to blow over and don't allow himself to be drawn into this. Okay, because this is a fight among PLPs. Now, Hannah is probably the last active member of the group that came out of 67.
So it boils back to maybe what Mike Texter was saying earlier. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that certain members of the present, current PLP administration have any respect for the legacy PLPs that laid the trail for them years ago, those foundational members?
If they were teenagers in 92, no. Okay, because, you know, this requires persons to have a sense of history. And Mr. Pintard has slipped in this regard. You need to have a sense of history if you can exercise any kind of political maturity. You know, and that's what's lacking on both sides, actually. You know, but, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing turns out.
Yeah, this got soap opera written all over it, Gawler.
This is more than a soap opera, buddy.
It's a tragedy, eh?
No, this is going to define what we as Bahamians are prepared to put up with heading forward. See, because right now, foreigners run our tourist product. Foreigners are benefiting more from Bahamians from our tourist product.
Right, and now we got to talk about it more because, you know, but that's another show for another day. I got to get to the break, call. I appreciate you calling. Make sure to hit me back. Always good to talk to you, and you always got great points, man. I appreciate you. All right, let's get to the break real quick. And if we got to run over a little bit into 5 o'clock talking now, because we will, it's cool because I do want to talk to Ms. Reckley. Texas, I'll get to your text on the flip side of the break. Call a hold tight. I'll pick you up on the flip side of the break as well. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person for my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com. or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
Nassau! Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, and then we'll go to Abaco with Ms. Rackley, and we'll talk with her, and then we'll take it over into the 5 o'clock as well. And I appreciate her patience, Ms. Rackley. I appreciate your patience. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Howdy, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All is well.
Yeah, man.
Listen, this whole headline, don't this look the Prime Minister look weak?
Boy, if not weak, a little bit lost, like he don't know what's going on in his own fiefdom.
Remember when the tree get up and spoke against Minnis, Warren Miller, Michael Pine, and what's the fella from Centerville?
Reese Chipman.
Reese Chipman, what did Minnis do with them tree?
They resigned.
Remember when Kenneth Russell spoke out against Hubert Ingram?
Mm-hmm.
Grandmama?
Yeah. Okay.
What happened to Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram when they spoke out against Pillman?
Boy, he didn't get them time to move. They was gone.
So again, don't this make the Prime Minister look weak?
Or maybe he ain't calling the shots. Maybe somebody in behind the scenes calling the shots.
Maybe he's
who like to be behind all the time. You know what I mean? But
check this out.
Check this one
how
out.
How many times the Prime Minister flip flop on issues? Remember from the bombs incident when the door tear up the road with the tractor when he was in bed. But the Minister of Works at the time.
You mean on the highway, not bombs? You mean on the highway here?
Exactly. Right. Then remember, but the insurance incident, when he said the insurance was paid, but it wasn't paid?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at BPL a couple of days ago.
Sound like he got a history of misleading people in housing.
He got a history of even let's look at the immigration thing. He said one thing at the CARICOM, then he came to the Bahamian people and said something different.
Well, remember on the campaign trail, you know, he said one thing, and then, you know, he stood and said, you know, the shantytown shouldn't be destroyed until the judge's order came through. Well, the judge has given the order. So why are we pussyfooting around and not doing what we're supposed to do now?
So this dude would have a history of misleading the Bahamian people and what we call the Bahamian dialect, lying.
Yeah, I mean, we want to say misleading. So, you know, because some of these people get in their feelings. But, yeah.
Why should the Bahamian people take the prime minister serious about anything he says or anything he put forth? Because he is a known flip-flopper. He is known to be not so friendly with the truth or with informing the Bahamian people as to what his true intentions is.
Well, when we look at the definition of misleading, giving the wrong idea or impression, your article contains a number of misleading statements. Well, a lot of his statements are misleading because they contain a lot of misleading statements.
So I just wish we would stop looking at, we would look at the history of this current prime minister and let's look at what he is known for doing. This ain't a first or second time. He's been doing this from his minister works and still continue to do it as prime minister.
And not to mention the times in private practice as a lawyer, eh?
That's another story.
We could ask some people about that, hey.
So I wish the prime minister would just man up and be 100% with the Bahamian people and do what he's supposed to do as the prime minister and stop trying to please people. Stop trying to please your people or trying to please a certain demographic of people. Do what you're supposed to do as you was elected to represent and look after the Bahamian people's best interests. Not certain people.
Right.
The Bahamian people's best interest. So do what you're supposed to do, man. That's all we're asking from you.
And give us an honest statement. Think about it. Engage your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, and that way you avoid a big commotion.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, call a good day from you as always, man. Appreciate you. Be safe. Naughty Fred Mitchell runs the PLP and is calling the shots. Davis is only a figurehead. Naughty, the prime minister and his cohorts are blatant hypocrites. If it was the other way around, they would have been standing on their heads, walking backwards, asking for FNM resignations. What else we got here? Naughty, what the heck did your caller say? Fire bun? I don't know what that sounded like. That sounded like some darkness. Naughty, Glennis has a whole entire road named after her. Brave won't play with someone who have a road named after them. Like I said, she's political royalty. Naughty, I have a question for you. Does Mrs. Pinden collect Mr. Pinden's pension and her governor's pension? I need to check on that. That's a good question there, Texter. Let me double check that. Naughty, you sure Toby wasn't on Lang's show earlier? I could have sworn I heard him call into Lang's show. He got a distinct accent. He is not interested in the cabinet process. He just wants to get straight. Well, anyway, we'll find out what the deal is. I know I received a message today from Mr. Smith that he's going to break his media silence tomorrow on the show, so y'all just got to wait till tomorrow. All right, so let's go to Ms. Reckley now. Let me touch base with Ms. Reckley. Ms. Reckley, how are you? I appreciate your patience.
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
Boy, busy, busy Monday and all. What's going on in Abaco? And remember, we're going to go to the news, and after the news, I'll pick it back up with you, okay? But
okay.
What's happening as far as... We had the actual, you know, comments today early. You obviously been listening. RPM has been very misleading on multiple issues. And one issue that he's been very misleading on still to this day is the shantytown situation. Where are we at today in Abaco with the shantytown situation, Ms. Reckley? Have we had any improvement?
Still the same place where we was with the shantytown. In fact, while we're speaking, they're building.
While we're talking, they're building.
Yes.
And there's still red tape. There's still red tape for Bahamians, but none.
Uh-huh.
But none for the.
No, the shanty towns are still being built, and they're spreading like wildfire.
Now, there's something that somebody asked me to ask Abaco when I spoke to y'all again, and I wanna ask this so we could get a clear reference on it. Due to the fact that this has been going on for decades, okay, under many administrations, obviously, if you look at it over the course of time, out of those situations, we're going to have persons that were born here of Haitian parentage. So what's going on with the Haitians that were born here, or Haitian Bahamians that were born here, that by process should have a right to be here? And what about the ones that are here illegally? Where's the divide there? Or is everybody just being lumped up into one and allowed to continue the process?
No, you know, you have Haitians here who are following the rules and the regulation, building beautiful homes, invested in business. So it's not a problem. See, people make it a Haitian Bahamian thing. It's not that. It's this illegal situation where people come in and break in every law there is. That's our problem.
And it's laws that obviously Bahamians... And it's obvious laws that Bahamians will be held accountable for.
Pardon me?
It's obviously, you know, infractions Bahamians would be held accountable for and would be punished for if they did those illegal activities, correct?
Yeah. I mean, this situation is really, you know, what it is? Is government is making money from this? It's not the Bahamian people allowing it. Government is making money from this.
Wow.
Everyone commit, it's like $2,000 plus. So government is making money.
Now, hold on.
Is
this money going directly to the Treasury?
Yes, it is. Some is going, but there were some work permits that were sold under the table. We all know that. But we know money is going into the Treasury from this.
So could this possibly be now, Ms. Reckley, that there is a possibility that all folks in question, as far as the illegal portion of it, could actually get work permits for $2,000?
Yes. They can come in and purchase their own work permit. You don't need no one to apply for them here in Abaco.
So they could go in an Abaco. I could be quote-unquote illegal, just arrived. I get in, start building my house illegally in the shantytown, and then I can apply for a work permit? Myself,
yes,
with no nothing?
And you can't speak a lick of English.
And if I got the 2,000, I should be good to go, right?
Good to go.
Wow.
That's what's happening here in Abaco.
Most of the things
here did not ride the hurricane out.
And are there any records of... are there any records prior to documented nationals and foreign nationals?
I don't know about anything.
All right. Well, guess what? On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation, Ms. Reckley. All right, because we got to get to the news. But we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. I got a couple of questions for you. And we'll continue our conversation on the shantytown situation in Abaco. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's wrap up with Ms. Reckley, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get into the sports. Earl the Pearl will be in the building, and Peter will be chiming in. But Ms. Reckley, real quick, before we get out of here, again, thanks for being here again on a Monday. But like I said, is there actual evidence that these work permits are being sold for $2,000? That's the cost and that the process?
Yes, that's public knowledge here in Abaco. They will tell you if you ask them, you know, I can go and apply for my work permit and I'll have it in 2 weeks.
And they say it with confidence.
Yes.
Now, what about longstanding Haitian Bahamians or Bahamian Haitians who've been trying to get that paperwork for years. Are they still being displaced or put to the back of the line, or now are they being facilitated and processed with the same rapidity as the new arrivals?
I cannot answer that because you know, I'm not sure, because what people don't understand, the Haitians that are here, I guess the ones who are here illegal, they have problems. They have the same problems Bahamians are having with these illegals being here. They may not speak out publicly, but this is bothering them just as much as it bothers the Bahamians. Because what they're saying is, this is going to spread our lifestyle. We used to go living here. Coming here doing this is going to cause us to be displaced also.
And so at the end of the day, it's still a lot of moving parts to this thing. It's working for some. It's working not for others. And Bahamians are still being displaced and put on the back burner.
Yes. Because, okay, this is going for force. The DRA is still doing assessment, which means not one home has been built by government. Not one key has been turned over to a Bahamian family. Not one.
But wasn't that the talk or the campaign talk by both MPs from Abaco, that they were going to empower Bahamians and get them back to Abaconians, getting them back to a normal life and to rebuild and remove the red tape so they could get back to a normal way of life?
Listen, the MPs cannot do anything if the leader do not approve it.
Wow. Here's a text to Naughty. Didn't the FBI tell us years ago about the passport visa scam sales ringing our immigration department? Wow.
Yeah, there are all sorts of things going on. It's just corruption all around. Bottom line.
Well, Ms. Reckley, I mean, where do we go from here, though? I mean, we continue every week to have the same situation, and it's been over a year that I've been here. We've been here for a year, and we've had the same conversation every Monday. And the only thing I could say is that the shantytown has gotten bigger and not smaller, and it hasn't been removed according to the judge's order.
No, and I don't understand, you know, what the government is playing with. Bahamians are not stupid. We know they have a game plan, and the game plan is not to remove the shantytowns. That's the game plan, not to remove them. Yeah. Because if they was going to remove them, there should be no long talk. There should be action on the ground. Those homes should already be removed.
All right. So basically, we're back to square one, Ms. Reckley.
Yes, we are. They say they are going out and checking where all these shantytowns are. And they're finding out how many people are there, whatever. But listen here, these people in Abaco, most of them in these shantytowns are here illegally. There should be no question asked. Send them back home because they have nowhere to go, because Bahamians don't have homes, so these people have nowhere to go. So either bring them into Nassau or send them back to Haiti. That's the bottom line.
And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing anyway?
That's right. That's supposed to be the game. That's supposed to be the game plan. Send them back home because they have nowhere to go. No one applied for their work permit. They applied for themselves. So go home and do it the right way.
We have to get to the bottom of this, man, Ms. Reckley. I think we gotta, you know, uncover all the, you know, hidden doors in this thing before we could actually get things back to where they need to be. Because every week there's always like a hidden door, a hidden trap door, you know, smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on that needs to be dealt with. There's a lot going on.
Well, I continue to count on you and Roscoe and everybody down there, and Daphne and everybody, just to keep me abreast, keep us abreast, because like I say, you got a lot of displaced Alaconians here in New Providence waiting to get back home. And
yes.
And the goalposts keep moving for them. You know, there's more hurdles always put up.
Yes, they're not doing anything. None of them did anything to assist the Bahamians here in Abaco. I can tell you, not to one of them did. And the NGO and work right along with the illegals. So we have this problem that needs to be dealt with.
All right, Ms. Reckley, well, I'll continue to let you all do your due diligence down there and keep me posted and keep us posted. And hopefully next week we'll have some better news to talk about.
Yes.
All right? But stay blessed, you two. Be safe, be well, and we'll talk again next Monday. And I appreciate you chiming in as always.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Madam Producer, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Earl of Pearl will be zooming in. We'll be talking sports. And we'll flip it to the sports segment, all right? As the Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back at you on the Monday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And like I said, we're switching to the sports right now. So, you know, we're going to talk sports. Pearly will be zooming in short order. So I'll look out for Pearly to chime in. I know he's probably at the air fryer now. We got some spring training baseball going on as well. So I'm sure Pearly will be chiming in right now in short order. I'm waiting for Pearly to chime in now that we're talking sports. So Madam Producer, look out for Pearly. He should be chiming in. And like we do each and every day, when we kick it to sports, we got to do it with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right? Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Let's check out what happened on this day in sports history. And let me tell you, March 20th is a big day. A lot of events. 1897, the first intercollegiate basketball game that used five players per team was held. The contest was Yale versus Pennsylvania. Yale won by a score of 32 to 10. All right, let me go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty Naughty.
What's happening?
Great. Marley, I want to... Is it okay to talk some football?
Yeah, man. I mean, we're doing Today in Sports History, but you chiming in. What you want to talk about football?
I want to talk about the situation with Lamar Jackson.
You mean the collusion against Lamar Jackson?
Yes, yeah. And I feel it's kind of disrespectful on a lot of ends. I know that he doesn't have an agent.
That's the crux of it right there, Carla. I was going to wait for you to get to that point, but you came to it out of the gate. He doesn't have an agent. He's been represented by his mom and the family, like a trust, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So obviously that flies in the face of NFL agents who make their commission. You know what I mean? They have an issue with him because they're not making money off him.
Yeah.
The league can now posture and do what they want to do because they know that he doesn't have the agent representation.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we all know that in the NFL, if it's one position they want to keep for themselves, it's the quarterback position.
I feel too in sports, not only NFL, man, that's modern-day slavery, man, because about a lot of percentage of the owners are billionaires. They have shares and they have takes on the team and also the organization. But if you devote yourself to the team, 2 days, training, film, and practice, and you're going to give me a slap in my face, you know you had a PCL strain, right? But who else on the team you can see break whatever? And really and truly, I've been watching this Baltimore team even when they won Super Bowl. Joe Flacco was very lazy. And we did have a team. We had Ray Lewis. We had a lot of people. But give the man what he deserved because he helped you guys get to a point. This is an MVP.
And many, wasn't he a unanimous MVP?
Pardon?
Wasn't he a unanimous MVP?
Unanimous. And right now, if you could let Aaron Rodgers take 3 to 4 months to make a decision, and this your franchise right here, without him, this superstar, trust me, I don't even think they have enough draft picks right now. So now I know he has the franchise tag, and they're saying that someone can mash the offer. But you give him blood, sweat, and tears, a team, man. And what hurts me, too, even about football, because I used to play for the Jumbo Jets. Yeah, Peter, all of y'all. But guess what? You're away from your family. You can't take 5 vacations. Money is an answer to all things. Now, this guy, he could get up to a $200 million contract or more with ease, with breeze. But
well, I figure if Deshaun Watson, could get all that money, if Deshaun Watson could get all that money guaranteed, and considering the sordid details and bag of allegations that he drags around behind him.
You talking about Deshaun Watson and thinking about that Arizona Cardinals? What's his name again?
Kyler Murray. Listen. You can't knock any of them quarterbacks getting paid. That's the market. When Dak signed his $160 million deal and got $40 million a year, the next dude was guaranteed to make $45 or $50. Josh Allen.
What's the name of Arizona Cardinals quarterback
And to Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murry got a quarterback.
Simply because cried for that contract.
But hear me.
Show and prove to get it
no,
enough.
But that's... stop, call up.
I didn't like him because I didn't see Andre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald on the team. This guy, he ain't been in the league more years than Lamar. He didn't show and prove. What did he do for his dog? Yeah, he went to the playoffs.
You know what he did?
You
know what he did? He gave an agent 15% of his salary. That's what he did.
Exactly.
He got an agent. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. All of those guys you talked about have agents. Lamar doesn't. That's the common denominator right there. He doesn't have an agent.
With Lamar's case, he got an offer. It was a nice offer. He turned it down.
He turned down $133 million guaranteed because obviously if Deshaun Watson is getting $230 million guaranteed, Lamar Jackson need to get it.
What do you get, $500 million? Over 10 years. So this is a business I understand, but these are some lies you're messing with.
We got Purdy chiming in.
These guys in the NFL, they don't know how to cherish money. I keep telling people, when you are a Division I player almost going to the draft, let them learn commerce and business and marketing in the college because they buy this jewelry, fancy car, mansion, and in 5 years, 3-5 years, what to show about it. And lastly, Lamar really deserves this. I don't care about that PCL stringing or whatever. He deserves it because when he came on that field, he was carrying on bad. He's the best quarterback I saw since Michael Vick in a block man quarterback. So give the man what he deserves. Don't act like this is just some chicken feed because this is some lies you been with. You have families, you have trust funds, like you say, you have investments, and pay the man what you owe him. So that's what he got to say. Bless up.
All right, my brother. Peace, man. Always good to hear from you. Purdy, I know you're chiming in. What's your take on this whole Lamar Jackson fallout, man? Aren't you glad it's not in South Florida? Aren't you glad it's not in Miami? Aren't you glad you aren't going through all of this?
First of all, I thought the caller was never going to take a breath.
Wait.
Second of all, when you look at it, it is not...
Hey, Pearly, Pearly, you're breaking up.
Issues, man. They want to pay him. Can you hear me now?
No, you're breaking in and out, but I know you. Your feed sounds a little inebriated. You sound like you've been in the bar all day. You sound like my first call in 4 o'clock.
I try not to. I don't know what's going on today.
Now you sound good. Stay right there. Don't move. Wherever you at, stay right there.
What I'm saying is I don't think the issue is whether they want to pay him the amount of money that he wants. I think the issue is whether they want to give him the guaranteed money. And not because that other team is stupid enough to give Deshaun Watson 100% guarantee means that Baltimore must give him guarantee. And I think that's the argument we keep saying. Oh, if Deshaun Watson gets this, he should get it too. Not necessarily, because it is a business when you first think about it.
No, listen, when I said from that
standpoint, and when you talk about guaranteeing all that money, what that means, this thing is a salary cap thing. You got to think about who you can sign to play with him. Who you can sign to play with him is. So when you do that guarantee, all that money messes up your salary cap as well.
Perfect.
So I think Baltimore's trying to do justice by it. I think Baltimore wants to pay him, but at the same time, they don't want to break the bank and they don't want to make a stupid deal that they have to pay for in the years to come.
Well, I think...
And that's all it is, you know.
I think Lamar's cap...
And my mistake is not having an agent. And the bottom line, what's going to happen is he's going to get a good contract, you know. And what I'm going to do is give other players the idea, hey, I don't need no agent. I can keep my 15%.
Right, and then you got Paul.
And that's what a lot of agents pissed about.
Right. That's a rocking of the boat right now that the agents don't like. But here's something else to look at. I get Lamar Jackson's point. If Kirk Cousins could get $84 million guaranteed from Minnesota years ago, Deshaun Watson could get all that money guaranteed from the Texans and then Cleveland. You know what I mean? Obviously, with a unanimous MVP season, a lot of credentials under my belt, he should be next in line to get paid. If you follow the chart of how the NFL goes, Dak got $40 million. Guess what? Allen from Buffalo got $45 million. And the next one who signed after him go get 50.
Let me ask you a question.
Look at Daniel Jones.
How many games did Allen miss?
No. Hear what I'm saying, though, Earl.
You're not durable. You missed 5 games this year. You missed, 10, 12 games in the last 2 years?
But that's not right. That's another
you're
point.
You're not on the field. That's I'm paying you, you, I pay to, you to go sit up in the room.
So you got to look at all those points.
So all that is an argument to, bro, you're not on the field. I needed you, and you were not there. You got hurt. You got hurt again.
And at the same time, like I said, he's got the qualifications. He deserves the money. But you have to look at Baltimore saying, no, we don't have to pay you guaranteed money, all of it. Like how that's what Cleveland decided to do. We don't have to do that. But we could guarantee this much. And if they're going to say a contract's worth $230 million and $133 million is guaranteed and you can make more money on incentives and so on and so forth, then you have to look at that.
Yep. Yeah.
But I think...
And then, you know, then I hear the callers say, all these owners, this, so they are... But guess what? The owners, even... Oh, he coming, he putting up all this time. He away from his family. Yes, you're getting paid to do that. But who's putting up all the risk for these teams? The owners putting up their name, everything they own, they putting up all the risk to put these teams out there. And then you don't perform. So I don't get the people to come into the stadium to see the games. So now I don't make the money back what everybody's supposed to pay you. At the end of the day, you still get your money and you go about your business and I bankrupt.
I know. I mean, I'm looking at sports now. So,
I'm saying this just to put an argument out there. I don't necessarily mean I agree with any side of it, you know. But what I'm saying is we have to look at all sides of it when it comes to these contracts. And I still think Lamar making a bad move by not having an agent.
And what you have to look at too, Pearly, is the agents are a lot more powerful than people give them credit for. The agents got a lot of swing in all these leagues, you know. The NBA, the NFL, they have a lot of influence.
They're also with their clients, even though they shoot high and they tell the client, realistically, we can get $2. We can ask for $5. But at the end of the day, we can get $2, but we can battle hard and carry on bad for $5.
And we might get
$3.
Right, but when I hear stories like this, though, Pearly, regarding Lamar Jackson, Panthers general manager, Lamar Jackson, a really expensive option. We're focused on the draft. I mean, you got money to spend. You don't have a quarterback. He could fit right in Carolina perfectly if you made a move.
The problem is he wants all that guarantee. You know, team can do that. And nope. Then and plus give up two first round, two second round picks. No, buddy.
That ain't happening.
I give it up and I got to pay you this ton of money. But yeah, fine. No problem paying you the money. But I got to guarantee. No, see, that's the problem. And an agent would come and say, yo, Lamar, let's look at this realistic. I might be able to get you 140, 145. But we ain't getting no higher than that. Let's take this. Let's do this. And maybe in 2 years, let's rewrite this thing. Let's come back and ask Mr. Rewrite it. Because they have to look at rewriting it anyway for salary cap purposes. So they may get a high bonus at the time. We can get you your money, you know. You can get them the money you want in your hand at the end of the day, you can get.
But guess what? You making up putting the money you want at the end of the day is the money you can get. But Purdy, I got something that just broke. Dalton Schultz, former Cowboys tight end, is now signed with the Houston Texans. 1 year, $9 million. That tells me the Dallas Cowboys were done with Dalton Schultz. Because they could have brought him right back for $8 million or $9 million. We could have definitely brought him back.
But who y'all getting, though?
Oh, who we getting, though? We got. Remember now, Pearly. Remember last year when we took Ferguson in the fourth round and I said, hey, this is Dalton Schultz, inevitable replacement. Another Stanford kid who played at Stanford, tight end at Stanford. And Wisconsin. My apologies. Wisconsin, not Stanford. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Big Ten.
They put out a lot of tight ends. Schultz was good. This kid Ferguson steps in and replaces Schultz. Also, we got Peyton Hendershot as an undrafted free agent who was a beast at Indiana. So we got two young tight ends that could plug and play and who are familiar with Dak. But I think the first round, do not sleep. Dallas may go after a tight end in the first round if they're there. The one that should be there at 26, All-American from Utah, Dalton Kincaid. So they may go cheap with the tight end room with a lot of talent but a lot of young contracts and not having to worry about paying the Schultz 1 year, $9 million. Because now we made another addition, Pearly. I know you heard we got Brandon Cooks for a fifth and a sixth round pick.
I saw that. So that means Moonboy can move back to the slot.
Well, CD will move all over. Because obviously,
CD can move back to the slot.
CD will play the slot, but he'll play some outside as well. Gallup will move around in the slot, and so will Cooks. I think a lot of them will be in and out of the slot.
Oh, God, I got to listen to this talk now. Oh, God,
You know what, Purdy? I can be honest with you. For all those years, I used to talk it and make noise for them to do stuff. They never did it. And I used to have to sell, you know what I mean, lesser goods. Mm-hmm. This year, I've said nothing. Jerry making moves. He must have looked in the mirror, saw the Grim Reaper several rows back, you know what I mean, and say, you know what? Forget this. I can go all in now. He's making the moves. On defense, the Gilmore trade was awesome. On offense, the Cooks trade was awesome. And look at the value. 2 fifth-round picks.
Yeah.
Compensatory picks. All right? Not just our own. We flipped compensation from free agents that signed. We got the extra fifth round and sixth. And we made them work. And I got a follow-up today, too, because I think they brought in the running back from Tampa Bay, who was in Kansas City last year, Jones, and they potentially bringing him in as a replacement for Ezekiel Elliott, Ronald Jones.
Yep.
And if they get him on the cheap,
I wanted to ask Obi, how does he feel about me getting his linebacker Malik Reed?
Obi ain't happy, man. They got a lot of losses in Pittsburgh. The only thing they're happy about is Patrick Peterson signing, which I don't know what for.
Yeah.
But I look at it, though, Pearly, and like you said, all boils back to this free agency. It deals with a lot of people not wanting to spend the money. Last year, Dalton Schultz was franchise tagged. You'd have thought somebody who needs a tight end will sign him to a multi-year contract. He got 1 year for $9 million from the Texans?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, that means Dallas just didn't offer him what he wanted.
Dallas didn't make him an offer, period. They let him go. Same thing we did with the cornerback who signed with you guys a couple of years ago, Byron Jones.
Yeah.
Let him walk. And obviously, they
Byron's career probably finished.
Right. And the good thing about it is, look at, I think Dallas is going on the upside with Ferguson and Hendershot and possibly drafting another tight end. And this year's tight end class is absolutely deep. It's loaded.
And that looks like, I think Miami may be looking at the same thing with drafting a tight end.
Yep.
Because I was looking at that depth chart. We signed all our running backs, even Gaskin. We signed Gaskin.
So we signed everybody back. I was kind of surprised that y'all signed him back.
So we signed everybody back. We didn't sign Gesicki, so we've got a lot. We're looking at either probably can draft a tight end. All right. And then probably a left guard, or at least a guard.
Wow. Y'all gonna have to go against, I think y'all gonna have to do some things to rebuild your line, you know, Bertie.
No, the line ain't bad, you know. We solid left tackle with Armstead now. We solid with right. We just need a left guard and I think a right guard or right tackle.
Y'all get that line right. Y'all can start running the ball.
The guy we got for me, maybe Moses left him again. We took for y'all and we moved Williams, eh?
Yep.
And he turned up being a sheet graded very high out
Connor,
this year.
Connor Williams played better for y'all than he ever did for us.
Yep.
Now, check this out, Pearly. Here's the new look offense for the Texans. For the Houston Texans. All right?
Okay.
Obviously, the quarterback is going to be the second pick in the draft. He'll be backed up by Case Keenum and Davis Mills. The running game. Damian Pierce, the rookie from Florida last year who did well. Devin Singletary from the Bills. He signed with Houston. And Mike Boone. The fullback is Andrew Beck. The wide receiver is Nico Collins. And Noah Brown from the Cowboys. John Betsy the third. Remember, he was a top pick last year, but he was injured.
Yeah.
Robert Woods is the slot receiver, along with Amari Rogers, who came over last year from Green Bay when they cut him. Tight end is Dalton Schultz. He's the starter. Tegan Quintoriano is the backup, and Brevin Jordan. So you know what? They actually got a semi-decent offense over there because, as you know, the line was decent in Houston last year, and they re-signed Laramie Tunsil. So this could be – you could look at this Houston team now and say they're going to have a horrible schedule. They're going to have a weak schedule. These are one of the teams that you look up that's 7-10, 8-9, maybe not make the playoffs, but realize, well, how did Houston get that good so fast? Because they're going to play a weak schedule. Teams have lost free agents. They've added. They're going to have a good draft in the sense that they're picking in the top of the rounds everywhere across the board.
Yeah, but they may have a weak schedule. They may would be perceived as a weak schedule, but some of them teams that should have been on the schedule probably improved, like New England.
That's
some
true, of the teams too. Probably improved. So there will be some checks and balances there for sure.
So somebody predict that New England will make the playoffs this year.
And I don't think that's totally out of the realm of possibility, you know. You know how Belichick goes, Pearly. It may not be pretty, but they may make it. It may not be the way you want it to be, but you know how they go.
Wouldn't that be something if Rodgers goes to the Jets and the Jets finish last in that division? That'd be poetic justice.
That would be awesome. And you know, I don't like Rodgers. So you know what? Me neither. I would be cheering for you and for Pops on those two Sundays when y'all play the Jets, eh?
The time they dog Brett Favre for him, I didn't like him.
But guess what? Didn't Brett Favre end up going to the Jets too?
Yeah.
So Peter is no better than Paul in this. The sad thing is Aaron Rodgers has become Brett Favre.
Yeah. History repeating itself.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Now, speaking of the final time, we got Overreaction Monday. Tyson chiming in today, Pearly, and guess what? He's talking Aaron Rodgers to New York, Lamar Jackson, and the March Madness. And listen, please, for God's sake, tell me you got some semblance of a bracket left. Because Eddie Carter coming to the door to meet him. I say, Eddie, what you coming to the door for? Mine was blown up in the first night.
No, mine
along with everybody.
The first game.
That's what Eddie told me. He said, the first game killed me.
I was finished. I have nothing. Kentucky got beat last night. I have nothing. I still have Alabama. I pick Alabama to win it all. I pick Alabama and Kansas to play in the championship. Duh.
But that wasn't... Okay, Captain Obvious.
So this isn't making no sense. It's fun, though. The games are really good. Wait, buddy, really, really good.
We got a text out of nowhere. Naughty, how did the Dolphin cook-off grill-out go? Text up. That bet was amended. Pearly will come in before the season in September, and he'll take a nice picture in a Dak Prescott jersey right here in studio. And we're going to, you know, put that in the Guardian and do a little story on that, and that'll be that.
I just need you to bring some alcohol to Exeter so you can rub me down when I start itching.
Okay, I don't know what the kind of text that is, Pearly. So you got a 50-50 chance of it being a good situation or a bad situation.
You know, just drop the alcohol off text. I will be safe.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, Pearly, it's going to be a lot in the NFL, you know, offseason still to come.
Yeah,
I like the moves Dallas has made, man. I got to be quietly optimistic, and that's my point. I ain't going to run on. I'm just going to let it play out this year. Maybe I change my mojo, change my mantra, and just know my role, shut my mouth, and watch the Cowboys win. Maybe they'll get it done.
No, I like what Dallas has done. I like what Miami has done. I surprisingly, Kansas City made some moves that may hold, even though they lost certain players, they put some, they get a hold firm.
Check this out. And this, I got to do some more research on this, and I'll do it tonight. But I'm hearing some hot rumors. And you know my good friend Todd Archer out of Dallas? You know what I mean? Dallas Morning News. He covers the Cowboys.
Yeah.
His wife's a huge contributor to Battle for Atlantis as far as the stats and everything going and getting
on. Yes, so they're my peoples.
Todd gave me a little nugget today, man, or yesterday. Todd says to keep an eye out that DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Jr. may end up in Kansas City on the cheap.
That's what I'm telling you. I am hearing
Can you imagine the obscenity that would be if Mahomes got damn dudes to throw to on top of Kelsey?
I thought I saw something that they said Hopkins was there. Or it's in the works.
It's in the works, possibly. Can you imagine? They didn't re-sign Juju Schuster-Smith. They let him go.
Yeah, he got into a new Patriots, eh?
Can you imagine you put DeAndre Hopkins with Odell Beckham Jr.? I still think they got Valdez Scantlin there, right? Who came over from Green Bay. They like him. Kelsey, the tight end. You got the two running backs that work well, including Pacheco, who catches out of the backfield. If they add Hopkins and OBJ and Mahomes get the throw, I can tell you right now, throw everything out the window, come fantasy. My first pick could be Mahomes. My second pick could be Hopkins and OBJ. I don't care, and I can let it ride. I can let you know that now. Because there is no way that's going to be slowed down. You may be able to beat that team, and I know, you know, coaches pride themselves in stopping juggernaut offenses, but that is absolutely scary. They got the offensive line improved, and they're adding pieces. I mean, dear God, Pearly, I would hate to see Hopkins and Mahomes play together. That's a nasty combination, bro.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't that be fun to watch?
Man.
Not to my detriment.
But can you imagine what Andy Reid could do with that offense now? And I don't care what you say about Bieniemy. Respect Eric Bieniemy. He gets to call the plays for the first time in Washington. Okay?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to be calling the plays. Andy Reid's still going to be calling the plays. That's a big move right there, bro. That is a huge move. They do pull it off, and Kansas City wins another one. You cannot tell me that the league is not now lining Mahomes up to chase Brady's record. Not saying that he's going to get it, but you know the marking it'll come with to chase that record, hey?
Mm-hmm. You know it. You know it.
Boy, I tell you. So you got to keep an eye out on it, but I think it'll be absolutely obscene if they pull that off.
Even one of them would be good.
Okay, and apparently Ronald Jones, I got to double check, but I think Ronald Jones may have stayed too, Pearly.
I didn't see that.
But nonetheless, I'm shocked. I haven't seen Jerry make moves like this in decades, bro.
The window closing.
Yep, I think so. And
the window's
guess what?
Closing. So when you get a walkthrough, you can't walk, you bend down and go under now. So the window closing, you see?
Right.
Yeah, so you gotta make some moves now, because if it don't happen in the next year or two, ain't nothing happening for y'all no more.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. We got a call, and then, of course, we got to get to the break, because the final 10 is Rich Eisen with Overreaction Monday. So let's hit the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's in Audi?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Everything good. What's up, Pearly?
Right there, bro. What you saying?
Everything good. Naughty, I need you or Pearly to help me with this, right? I was listening to the sports talk show earlier today, and they were saying that Magic Johnson was buying the...
I was going to mention it. Hey, bro, I was going to mention it before we got out of here as a tidbit. But Magic is actually on the is a part of the group that is attempting to buy the Washington Commanders.
Right,
and
right.
Now I think that there's going to be some urgency to that because the owners of the league have come together and say, we're tired of Snyder. Snyder has to go. The league doesn't like Snyder. He's a problem. So I think what the league is doing is getting as many people in who could step to the plate and form this group and purchase the team. You know Magic good for it. Magic got money. Magic has owned franchises
Lil
before.
Lil Wild, he's a
minority shareholder in the Dodgers.
Lil Wild back, he didn't want one football team because he was even talking about the Rams at one time.
Correct.
But listen, let me ask you another thing, right? Come on, some heads up concerning the standards right now, concerning the Lakers, man. Because I fall down on that.
The Lakers, I just looked at it. The Lakers, and actually, the Lakers in a good position. They're in 10th place. So if the league, if the season ended, they we'd be playing Golden State and Golden State.
But tell me something. After the win last night, really, we still in 10th place? Because we was in 10th place.
Yeah, because everybody else won.
Huh?
Right now, right now, the Lakers are in 10th place, okay?
Okay.
The Timberwolves are in 9th, and they're both tied. But obviously, the Timberwolves have a better conference record or head-to-head record against the Lakers, so they're seated above them. The Thunder is only a half game in front of the Lakers and the Timberwolves at number 8. The Warriors are only a game in front of them at number 7. The Mavericks, only a game and a half of them in number 6. And the Clippers, only 3 games back at number 10. Now, the Lakers got about 10 games left to play. So we'll see.
But see, I'm looking at game per game, right? So tonight. The Knicks got the Timberwolves. So I'm pulling hard for the Knicks.
No, we got 10.
The Rockets got the Warriors. The Grizzlies got the Mavericks. And the Kings got the Jazz. So the Lakers in a good position to gain some ground tonight. Because all these dudes can get beat by the teams they're playing tonight. But I don't know so much with Golden State and the Rockets.
Call
they're on the road. Golden State can't buy a game on the road. So anything possible can happen tonight. They move up a spot.
Lakers are 35 and 37. That's 72 games. They got 10 games left to play. Here's the problem with the Lakers right now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the problem is. LeBron needs to know his role and shut his mouth. If you're not playing, if you're out with a mangina injury or foot injury or whatever injury you got again, sit small till you can get back in and play. Don't try to play coach. Don't try to play GM. Let the dudes play. You popping off the other night to AD, messing with his mojo, messing with his mental, and other dudes on the team cost us that game against Dallas. You ain't got to remind AD that was a bad foul. That was a bad foul, but we were still up.
Yeah.
Offer some encouragement. Offer some motivation. Don't freak yourself out. But that's LeBron. And then the second thing with the Lakers really got to look at, Austin Reeves wants $50 million in that contract. And I say we pay him.
Brother balling? Brother 30-some points last night?
He's playing.
He's a catalyst. You know he reminds me of? You remember Bobby Jones on them 76er teams with Dr. J and Andrew Tony and all them dudes?
Yeah.
You remind me of Bobby Jones, right? Come in and jack of all trades and fill up the stat sheet and make everybody happy.
Yeah, and the dude ball last night. I think he had the winning bucket last night.
Man, he win the winning bucket. You know how much we win by?
He had the go ahead bucket or something like that. And then he scored the last 5 points in the first.
Right, that's what he did.
We'll put us up. That's right. Okay.
Put us up by 5.
Yeah.
And y'all won 111. Lakers won 111, 106.
111, 105.
And Reeves had 35 points off the bench. 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And then you had Davis with 15 and 11. Russell with 18 and 1. Brown with 12 and 5. Beasley only had 3. Vanderbilt only had 2. Schroeder had 12. Hachimura had 8. And Reeves at 35. So, yeah, you definitely need to sign Reeves back. He's definitely one who you got to sign back.
Hey, the coach love him, man.
He balling. Like and he's a fan favorite.
He definitely
is.
Well, Carla, we got to get to the break now because Rich Eisen taking us home on the final 10, but I appreciate you chiming in.
Okay,
and
bro.
Chiming throughout the week, man. We got plenty of Laker games to talk about and watch leading up this week right down to the wire.
Yeah, so.
All right. Appreciate you as always, bro.
One.
Just before we go, you know, we got the United States beat Cuba yesterday in the World Baseball Classic.
Everybody beat Cuba, but yeah.
No, I don't know. This is for the semifinals. This is the semifinals.
No, I know, but remember Cuba lost some games early on and we was laughing at it.
They lost the first game. They lost game one and after they decided they half killed everybody cheering. But they played the United States went off on them. My old Dodger, Trey Turner, hit two homers of them last night.
You only had to say that because of Trey Turner, hey.
No. I said to say Japan and Mexico are playing tonight. And the winner will play the United States tomorrow for the championship. And this can be interesting because the United States ain't got no pitching, but they got plenty of bats. And Canada and Japan got both. So it can be interesting. It'll be a tough win for the United States to beat Japan.
We'll see how it pans
out. The only good thing for the United States is homeboy ain't pitching. He already pitched. He can come out. He probably can come and get him some relief out.
Atani Elba, Angelado. Yeah. That's a monster. That's a bad boy right there.
So he can be a Dodger, so don't worry about that.
But if he go to the Dodgers, I'm going to have to make you on my National League team, eh?
I'm telling you, he's going to be a Dodger. Either by the All-Star break or in the offseason, we can sign him. He will be a Dodger.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, Pearly. We'll keep an eye on some other things tonight, and we'll chat again tomorrow, man. I appreciate you chiming in as always, and hopefully some more NFL free agency we'll be able to talk tomorrow.
Hold on. Just before we go, congratulations to our Bahama mama, Coach McPhee.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
Sweet 16.
Upset number one.
Sweet 16.
Yes, into the Sweet 16.
Who did they knock off?
They knocked off, I think it was Indiana was the number one. What was the number one team was?
In the region, yes, indeed.
Yeah, so it's
doing a thing. And guess what? We talked about a South Carolina rematch later on in this tournament. That could possibly happen, you know, Pearly.
That can happen.
And I bet if they play again, Coach Jogo win it. I claim it in the name of Jesus right now.
And then we also got to be excited for our next Bahama. Did he play for Creighton King? Yeah, he had 5 minutes.
He played five minutes
from out of Grand Bahama. He plays for Creighton Blue Jays.
There you go, man. Yes, indeed. Talk it.
Yeah. So they made it to the Sweet 16.
Good for them, man.
All right. So we got Bahamians representing on both sides of the divide. And on both sides, the male and the female. And then my baby girl, whom I have, a female crush on, Angel Reese. They had 24.25 rebounds last night. She just balled.
Well, you could enjoy your crush on Angel Reese while we go to the break. So Rich Eisen lined up, okay? So you think about Angel, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
All right, take time. All right, ciao.
And guess what? I would always take your Angel and check and re-race her with one winner for Fernandez. But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
By the Brazil.
Later.
All right.
Fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We got call for local government.
Sign the petition and find more information at risebahamas.net.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets on sale now. Online at charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher, what do you have?
Hey, everybody. Good to see you guys. Hope you had a great weekend. We're back.
What up, bro?
Let's get to it. There'll be no news on Lamar and Rodgers until NFL draft night, first round, Thursday night. No news.
Again, it's the midnight league, man. It's the midnight league.
That's 12:01, really. I mean,
and
you're gonna be in purgatory.
That's midnight.
For
that's
a month.
Midnight. That's midnight for Jets and Rodgers. Not midnight for Lamar Jackson. It might be midnight for the Ravens. They might be pushing to give Lamar a deal and take him off the market so he doesn't make a deal after this year's draft, and suddenly they've got to wait another year to supplement Tyler Huntley and the Ravens. But it's still the option to just sign him in the offer sheet, deal with it. Then it's their choice to lose him.
True.
So I'll say that's not an overreaction. I'll say. And by the way, as the host of an NFL draft where there's a question mark as to who the first overall pick is, and you know it's going to be a quarterback, add these two quarterback logs on. You can warm yourself by that hearth for the entire weekend. I'm all in on that.
Okay. We just mentioned it as well, but Field Yates stirred it up. Rob Ninkovich stirred it up. The Patriots go in on Lamar. Top three team in the AFC.
They're not going in, Lamar. That is so.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
So
that's not how this works.
That is the biggest, dumbest if.
No.
In the history of ifs.
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
This is the statement.
Is this one of those 1980s soul swapping movies where
Freaky
suddenly,
Friday?
I don't know. Where Les Snead, it takes over Belichick's body and F all the picks suddenly? Really?
Or Bill doesn't move like this. Right?
Goes out, he's like his one last major act.
Passes Shula in the next 2 years.
And then sets.
Hands it off to Gerard Mayo, and away we go. 10 more years. Top three team in the AFC if they get Lamar.
Sure.
It for real.
If the Patriots get Lamar Jackson.
Where are they? Name the top three.
You got the Chiefs, you got the Bengals, and then the Patriots are in that mix.
Ahead of the Bills?
They're in the mix.
Ahead of the Bills, top three? They're better than the Bengals.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, so they're not. How about this? It's a dumb supposition, and the Patriots are not still top three.
You're the worst.
What else?
I'll tell you, this is real, and I really believe
it. But
this.
By the way, welcome to the rest of us of being a fan of an NFL team, hoping for the impossible to happen. So welcome to the rest of us after your water skiing behind the Brady yacht for two decades.
I miss Tom Brady so much. this one I actually do think. This is real. This one's real. This is not a pipe dream.
Okay. Great setup.
The Lions are going to win the NFC North.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like it. I like it. Rodgers is gone.
They're good.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
The NFC North witch is dead.
Uh-huh.
In Chicago and in Detroit and Minnesota. Absolutely. Jordan Love's first full season as a starting quarterback. Justin Fields' second full season as a starting quarterback. And the Minnesota Vikings in, you know, in what they hope is a defensive turnaround, and their offense stays just as hot. Absolutely, that's entirely possible. No doubt about it. I like the cut of your jib, sir. Good
thank
one right
thank
there.
You got
I
it.
Will say that. Yes, that is not an overreaction.
This one.